Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
Now, we have finally off the hot train system that is called the amazing. I can't even do it with a straight face. We have Rob Johnson in the studio from a very hot, sticky train. Rob, how you doing?
Always a lot better than being on a hot, sticky train. Yeah, okay, happy to be here.
Oh, we are so happy and so relieved. And probably the hardest part of the journey was getting up those 17 flights to the top of Reverb Towers, which, yeah. You know, I could see your face when you got to the top, but apologies.
Great view of the city, though.
It's a stunning view. I'm glad you said that because, you know, people think I'm joking, but what a view, really. It's an absolute
belter.
Yeah,
I imagine it put the that donut on a stick out of business, didn't
out
it?
Out of business, so yeah. Closely yeah. As well. We are contested. Yeah. They have been looking for legal wranglings, actually, to be honest, because this view is free. There's no postcodes involved here. So where have you just come from and what train? What was going on?
Oh, well, from Shoreham by Shoreham-sur-Mer.
Yes, and, thank you.
I don't understand. Once upon a time, trains had a timetable, they stuck to them. So I got to the station thinking I'd get the 12 minutes past, which is what train line cheap tickets told me I could, but I couldn't because it goes to London, not Brighton.
Yeah.
And then the next train, I thought, oh, never mind, I get the 20 past. That gets stopped because passengers are causing a disturbance.
Oh.
And it seems like all the trains going along the one coming out of Brighton was also slaked because of a passenger causing disturbance. Yeah,
you see, they need to sort that out. Maybe if they stop taking passengers on.
I think if they stop taking the
public is the word you're looking
taking
for.
Taking the public for
Thank
granted.
You.
Yeah.
I think that was the word you were looking for.
I was going to say, yes. But stop taking the public for granted and stop treating us like sheep.
What,
and,
you know, like, good, yes.
When you, like, every time I've been to watch Brentford play Brighton at the Amex, clearly there's thousands of people wanting to get on a train.
Yes.
And they just put on a train with three carriages regularly.
Genius. It's the Falmer service, they call that.
Yeah.
It's the Falmer service.
And all along the South Coast trains that go in and out of Worthing, providing they haven't fallen over, on match days, it's still the same three carriages. You think
it's ridiculous.
They might spend a bit of money and put an extra one on, but
I know. Never. Anyway, so that was Rob Johnson. You know, we only came on to talk about trains,
yeah.
But you can catch him at a great gig on the 7th of August.
Yes.
I tell you, I was holding back because we played a Dave Packham beautiful song and a Hattie Chandler gorgeous song. And you, my friend, are part of that gig.
I am.
7th
part of the
of August. I know it's going to be such a great gig. It's down the old Cellar Bar, Brunswick, of course, 7th of August. And, you know,
Brunswick is a lovely place, isn't it?
It is a nice place. It's got a great vibe. And that Cellar Bar is really cool. And actually, it is cool.
Really cool.
It is cool, which is good. We want it cool in August. Yeah. So what are you going to play for us? You got your guitar there. I'd love to find out.
Let's do a song that's got a lot of mentions of summer in it. This is called Penny Pot Lane.
Oh, mate, take it away.
As I walked out this morning, you could feel the world was turning. Mist was on the common land, and halfway down the lane I met a fox called Autumn, and I found all the fruits of summer. Raspberries and blackberries, I gathered them for you down Penny Pot Lanes. Drive out every Sunday through that neatly tended suburb. 10,000 little Englands and all the dead of two world wars. But when we reached the hedgerows, there would be all the fruits of summer. Those raspberries and blackberries, I'd gather them for you down Penny Pot Lane. Thank you. Now I push my shopping trolley around that big bright supermarket, where there's one the same as this one, and then there's one the same as that, and it's only ever Christmas. And from far away all year you get the raspberries and the blackberries, but they have no taste at all of Penny Pot Lane. Midnight from my last surviving local, where the best is second best now, but by moonlight clear as day I meet a fox called Autumn, and I ask him where he's going, and he stops and looks and smiles at me and says he's on his way.
We got Rob Johnson in the house. So how's it been going? Because I think I last saw you at the old Dryadic gig.
Yes, but that was lovely, wasn't it?
That was so gorgeous. I played a Dryadic track a minute ago,
yeah.
Just before you got here. Just such a great night. Really, really beautiful. Have you been gigging a lot? Have you, you tend to play quite a bit, don't you?
I do. It's been quite a quiet year this year.
Is that out of choice?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Although it has allowed me to do some strange things, like I went to Germany for 2 weeks.
That is strange.
Bit of a disaster, yeah.
What was strange about that?
Well, because I'm 70 this year, and there are people on the continent,
yeah,
who very kindly like what I do, and they never come to the UK. So I sort of said, hey, if you just put on a house gig or find a bar where put me on, I could come and play. Just, you know, travel around Europe on the trains. And people said, yeah. And then they said, no.
Oh.
No, I can't manage to do this. It's beyond my skill set. So, and I only had two gigs at the either end of a fortnight. So one was in Ilmenau at the start of a week, and
yeah,
then the other was in Hamburg at a community picnic at the other end of the week. So I had 2 weeks in Germany, which spent a lot of time in hotels.
A forced holiday.
Yeah, and it was nice. I saw my old school exchange partner. That was good.
That's great.
Yes, that was lovely.
Yeah.
It was his mum's 90th birthday.
Whoa.
So I was able to wish her a happy birthday.
That's gorgeous. So, but you are very prolific. You always seem to be producing, producing album after album. In my eyes, you are.
Yes. I do think that as a songwriter, you're only as good as your next song.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it keeps you hungry.
Yeah.
And also, I do love the sort of the political bent to the tracks. They always, I just feel it's so missing in music, these days. I mean, you said, you did slip on what age you are.
Yes.
I would say, the 70s and 80s were just awash with politics in the music. And it wasn't just in the fringes. It was quite mainstream.
Yeah, it was. And that's one of the advantages of being so old, is I can remember a different world where people weren't, artists were happy to be engaged in the wider world and not just sing about how unhappy they are or how much in love they are, but there was a wider spectrum of song material, and people were happier to engage in In all sorts of issues.
And who kind of ticked your box in those days? Who were you kind of, you know, inspired by? And who would you go out and, you know, make sure you saw live?
Oh, well, I think I've seen Leonard Cohen probably more, nearly as many times as I've seen Bruce Springsteen and on Johnny Hallyday. But the people that set my little heart beating were, thanks to David Bowie, the Velvet Underground and the Stooges. And I just wanted to be Lou Reed and play guitar with my fingers like that. Strum, strum, strum.
Yeah.
I think Lou's made some really awful albums in his solo career, but you can almost forgive him for that because of the Velvet stuff is just brilliant.
And also New York, New York, which is a great album.
New York's great. Yeah, I think Berlin's great, and I think New York's great. And also, I think that last album he made with Metallica, Lulu, it's got some great stuff on it. It's a bit strange, but...
Extraordinary, amazing. What would you like to play?
Oh, do you want a bit of politics then?
Yes, please. Okay. Yes, please. Yes, come on.
So this is probably not overtly political.
That's okay.
Well, I made a decision when that awful orange man became president of the United States.
I think I know
States.
Who you mean. Yeah.
I decided that I could spend my time writing songs, angry songs, about what an...
Thank you.
Clearly. He is.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautifully done.
But but that would just be so counterproductive. So
yes.
I decided to try and write positive songs because I want to be in favour of things, not just against. I don't want to just be reacting to the far right stupidity. And then all those silly flags went up last summer. I wasn't sure how I was going to respond to that because I could have written. So I was walking along just on the way to Shoreham train station, obviously, to be disappointed by the arrival, non-arrival of a train. Another train. And there was this bloke gathering up all the bits of grass that the council had cut the previous day. And it reminded me that there were far more streets without flags than there were with flags.
I like that.
And there are far more people who go about making the world a better place without thinking they have to put a flag up a lamppost or paint a roundabout. So this is it's called Summer's End, and it's about what I think. There's more to England than just putting a flag up a lamppost. Summer's End, and the council cut the verges. She's out there with her rake, gathering all the grass together. She keeps it green and pleasant, does Mrs. Blake. Empty vessels make the most noise. Me, I learn to read and write, where all the world's a stage and kings are foolish, and Scrooge becomes a good friend overnight. And at summer's end, the council cut the verges. So she's out there with her rake, gathering all the grass together. She keeps it green and pleasant, does Mrs. Blake. It's all those tunes nicked by Vaughan Williams. It's Murray Lloyd snubbed by the Toffs. George Formby and his missus telling every little Hitler to puff. And summer's end, when the council cut the verges. While she's out there with her rake, gathering all the grass together. She keeps it green and pleasant, does Mrs. Blake.
It's the food banks and the lifeboats. Postman's Park, the NHS. It's not a flag tied to a lamppost, but this speaks England nonetheless. Summer's end, when the council cut the verges. She's out there with her rake, gathering all the grass together. She keeps it green and pleasant, does Mrs. Blake. Summer's end, the council cut the verges, and she's out there with her rake, gathering all the grass together. She keeps it green and pleasant, does Mrs. Blake. Empty vessels make the most noise.
Well, ain't that the truth, my friend? Ain't that the truth? That is beautiful. It's a track called Mrs. Blake. It's from, I'm going to say, your latest album, Humbug 25. Yeah. Is that your latest album?
Well, not quite. No.
I knew I'd be wrong.
It's on an album I've just finished with a melodeon genius, Roger Watson.
Oh, yeah.
That's called Six of One and Half a Dozen of the Other. I've known Roger since 1989.
Good grief.
He is he loves traditional folk music,
yes,
and dance and all things like that. I don't understand, having grown up in Hounslow.
Well, where would you pitch yourself? Because I just say singer songwriter.
I mean,
is there a bit of folk in there?
There is
sort of Billy Bragg esqueness of folk.
I like the fact that folk. What attracted me. I got seduced by folk music in the mid-70s, just before punk happened.
And what what guise?
I went to see... Do you remember Pete Atkin? He used to write songs for Clive James's lyrics. So Pete Atkin, he was quite big in the 70s, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I got my copy of New Musical Express and saw he was playing a gig at the Shakespeare's Head, the top of Carnaby Street. So after work, I rushed up to Piccadilly Circus, got out, went to Cheapo Records.
I love that shop. Rupert Street.
Rupert Street,
top
yeah.
Top of Rupert Street.
Yeah.
Love that store.
Yeah.
Opposite the Blue Post.
Yeah, yeah. I got two copies. The first two...
I'm getting tingles.
The first two Blue Oyster Cult albums, cheap.
Yes.
Headed up Carnaby Street, said, where's the gig? And they said, upstairs. I went upstairs and I looked around and there's usually I'd be going to pub gigs in Hounslow and there'd be speakers
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was nothing. There was just a bloke in the corner tuning his guitar up.
Yeah.
And it was Pete Atkin.
Wow.
And I said, it's a folk club.
Yeah.
I said, wow, what's the folk club? And they said, well, we have an artist. There's Pete Atkin over there. Pete Atkin.
Yeah.
And people come and sing songs. I said, can anybody sing songs?
No.
They said, yes. And I said, can I sing a song?
What?
Said, no. They said, no, we're full.
Why? Because they were full.
Yeah, well, because I was annoyed in a folk club with two Blue Oyster Cult albums under my arm.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you see. The label
was on your head,
yeah.
But they don't get it, you see. Yeah. Don't label people. Yeah. Lovely messages in. Kenny Murray says, Rob, what a trooper. How did he keep that guitar in tune after all the train rubbish he went through? Great stuff, I know. Maureen listening in Stenning says, very special. Such a lovely, positive, simple, and so much needed in this ME society. Lovely message in. The FMJ has now tuned in. That to you, my friend, is the future Mrs. Jones.
So, right.
So let's be on the best behaviour.
None of that sort of thing.
Yeah,
yes.
Let's just clean up our act a little.
Yes.
So that you know, you have actually made patriotism and being patriotic a very, very honest, humble, clean word, actually, in a lot of your material. But I think of that lovely triple album, Ordinary Giants.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful and very patriotic and stunningly respectful album.
It's like that song that I can't remember his name, about his dad. It's about my dad.
Damon Brock's track.
Damon Brock's track.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know it was It is so your dad, that album.
Yeah.
Having never met him, I have met him. I've met him in all those songs. Yeah. They are so beautiful. I absolutely love that triple album. It's a work of art.
Thank you.
And so you being patriotic is a clean thing. It's not this sort of thing that seems to have been taken over in our world.
One of the nice things about, I thought, the kind of characteristics of these islands, you know, political geographical entities do have characteristics, don't they, because they share a certain history.
Yes.
I thought one of the things that made this particular geopolitical reality interesting was that it was a place of kindness, and it was a place that would take the side of the underdog and look out for people, because we wanted to be generous. As the song says, it's food banks, it's the RNLI.
Yeah.
No one else has got RNLI. It's all volunteers.
I know.
No one else has got an RNLI.
I know.
Because obviously we're on an island, so I suppose it's rescuing people at sea is a good idea. But, you know, it's that kind of, there are strands to every country's characters, and I think unfortunately ever since Margaret Hilder got up on her hind legs and said there's no such thing as society, no one's really managed effectively to challenge that, and gradually greed and stupidity have overtaken us, because the idea of there's no such thing as society, that's stupid.
Yes,
that's stupid,
and it's ignorant.
Yeah,
and it's not true.
That's right. Who's going to... What?
Margaret
Hilder. It's
just not true.
Where did she end up? Oh, she ended up being looked after at the top of the Ritz. There was a society.
For 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. We need each other. We only survive. If we're on our own, the wolves get us.
Yeah.
So we need society.
I know. Could you play us another song?
Yes.
Because time is not my friend.
I'm sorry.
I love you to bits. You know this.
And I waffle.
If you want to see Rob playing live, please come down the Cellar Bar. Yeah. He is the beginning of the gig that will then take us to Hattie Chandler and then end with the mighty Dave Packham, who is such a star. We played all the tracks tonight. 7th of August, Cellar Bar, the Brunswick. You can get tickets through their website. Of course you can. What are you going to play us, Rob?
Can I do a little ad as well?
Please.
Sunday.
Yes.
2 o'clock, me and the Irregulars, the Noisy Electric Band, with special guest Les Thomas from Australia, we're playing at the Prince Albert in Trafalgar Street.
What
2
time?
O'clock. 2 o'clock start.
So 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
What day?
Sunday, August the 2nd.
August
this
the 2nd.
Coming Sunday.
Good luck to you, man.
Thank you. The
city will be prided out.
I know.
take it away. What are you going to play?
This is a different kind of song. It's called Make Some Noise. Everything was all about the money. Everything was looking pretty. Everything was always in the one size. Sorry. You don't fit. Everything was everybody awful. Every colour, techno colour, grey. But then I joined a punk band and it was okay. 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 Then I joined a punk band and it was okay. Everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to be a twit. Everybody go round in circles going tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Everybody voting for whatever El Presidente say. But then I joined a punk band and it was okay. Then I joined a punk band and it was okay. All you need to do is make some noise. All you need to do is make some noise. All you need to do is make some noise. Then I joined a punk band and it was okay. Okay. Then I joined a punk band and it was okay. 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 That's it.
Well, good. We've been dragged off with your filthy potty mouth. Honestly, we thought we got away with it in the last track, and then Lenny bounces in. Yeah. You know, this is radio, my friend. There ain't no such thing as watershed. Oh, we love you to bits, Rob. Keep that flag a-flying. The RJ flag. Rob Johnson to you, my friends. Go to the... tell us again. Albert, 2 o'clock, Sunday, the 2nd of August. Yeah. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's right. This Sunday, 2 o'clock.
Yes.
I can't imagine. Can't remember how much it cost the game. But
well, you know, we'll find out in the door. It can't be a racket.
It's not a racket. No, not for us.
We love you so much.
And thank you.
I cannot
me.
Wait to see you on the 7th of August down the old cellar bar. In the meantime, please take care. And you're just such a trooper for turning up. I cannot believe you dragged that train by your teeth. You did, Mr. Strongman. Love you to
thank
bits,
you,
Rob.
Pete.
Take care.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.